Rich Clark, so tell me, first of all, I want to know a little bit more about Vermont. What do you think, in your years as a pollster, that the state is so unique compared to almost anything else in the United States?
I think Vermont loves to see itself as unique. It is different, no doubt, but I think Vermont is in a sense just behind. I mean, I don't mean this in a normative way, but chronologically seems to be behind a lot of the trends, whereas we still have the Northeast Republicans that we hear so many commentators say are gone from the landscape these days. We have those who are fiscally conservative and still socially liberal.
And yet, you're sitting right next to New Hampshire, which is one hell of a conservative state.
That's right.
How can a border separate two states and have this liberal, progressive, wonderful group of people, in Vermont, and then have, New Hampshire, which can be depended on for, conservatism and maybe even reactionaryism?
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's so much said by these the two-state mottos, live free or die versus freedom and unity. That the Vermonters love to talk about bringing themselves together. After Irene, it was the narrative. It's all we spoke about. And we have our partisan battles. That's no doubt. In fact, this legislative session is probably more contentious than many have been. But it's not nearly to the same degree in what we're seeing across the country. And the libertarian streak that we see so prevalent in New Hampshire, it just hasn't taken hold. Vermont has more of a faith that the government has a role to play in the life of its citizens, and this spans across both parties.
So tell me, how is Romney playing from a pollster's perspective in Vermont?
Well, I mean, as far as the Republican candidates go, Romney was the favorite. The fact that he comes from, or that he was a governor in New England, I think helped. At least there was the familiarity with Romney. But I also think Vermonters like the Romney of Massachusetts. I'm not necessarily certain that that's the Romney that's running for president today, but a man who has some convictions and yet willing to work across the party lines.
So, is there any suspicion that you can pick up that the Romney of Massachusetts may not be the Romney running for president?
Well, I think if we compare statements that have been made across the time, it's very, the common narrative, the flip-flop that he's changed on many issues. Of course, he's changed the scale and the constituency he's going after. But I think it's just the sense that the Romney that worked to win the primaries has moved so far to the right that he's moving beyond what I think Vermonters are going to warm to.
Interesting. Do you think he risks getting a reputation for opportunism as a result of all of this?
Oh, absolutely.
If we take a look at Obama, you're the pollster. We take a look at Obama and we take a look at Romney. How's this going to play out in the Northeast?
We're pretty certain that Obama is going to take Vermont. The fact that he came here for a fundraising event, first time since a president has visited Vermont since Clinton did it, I think in '96. The fact that he came here for a fundraising event doesn't mean that they're even concerned. They're not going to put any money into Vermont. I think they're fairly safe with that. But I think where it comes down to is New Hampshire could be a pivotal state. This is going to be a closer election than 2008. I think everybody agrees that. And if he can't hang on to North Carolina, Virginia is still quite the toss-up.
Ohio,
Ohio is running close.
Florida.
Well, Florida too. And when we have to start talking about the VPs, if Mark Rubio comes on board, who knows what that'll do with Florida. But when it comes down to it, New Hampshire could be critical. Recent poll shows that Obama is ahead in New Hampshire. I think that came out from the University of New Hampshire last week. He'll do well in New England, but I think he has to sweep it.
Because of these marginal states that could go
either way.
Because
of all these marginal states and these things he may lose, you know. I mean, Nevada, another state he's carried. Colorado, a state he carried. That may go the other way this time around.
I had a guy walk up to me the other night at an event and say, how can you possibly say this is going to be close? Obama is going to clean his clock and take all the marbles. And I looked at him and I said, are you out of your mind? You know, this is going to be a very close election, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's far too close to call now. And I think, you know, the very fact that we're looking at all these swing states and they are as nail-biting as they are, you know, there's also the worry of hanging on to states that you definitely need. Of course, the Republicans, you know, every political scientist says they won't win without Ohio. You know, that's going to be a slugfest.
Oh, absolutely. There's going to be more money put into commercials in that state. It's going to be the Full Employment Act for radio and television stations.
Absolutely.
What are the signs in Ohio? Can you ferret any of it out?
Well, you know, I think Joe Biden has kind of set the tone with this notion, Osama bin Laden is dead and GM lives. You know, rallying labor, rallying the union forces, I think, is critical for the Democrats, whereas with Romney, it's making the case that, you know, things are still pretty bad. You're not where you hoped you would be, and 4 years have passed. Ohio wasn't the slam dunk for Obama in 2008.
And he had a lot of enthusiasm going at that moment.
He had a whole lot of enthusiasm, and the youth vote cannot be counted on to the same degree this time around.
Why do you say that?
Well, I think there's a lot of a lot of sense that while he's going to win among youth, the turnout's going to be lower among youth than it was in 2008. We're not seeing the same sort of level of enthusiasm and activity in college campuses.
I take it hope, which was eminently there in the beginning, is running a little slower now.
An incumbent can't run on change. He can't run on the hope and the, you know, and the whole mantle that change is afoot. It'll ring hollow.
It's great to talk to you. We're talking to Dr. Rich Clark, Associate Professor of Political Science at Castleton State, and he teaches politics and government and is a pollster. So when we come back the next time, we'll quiz you some more, Professor, okay?
That'd be terrific. Thank you.